Health insurance can be expensive, boring, and frustrating. But for the next 5 weeks, people can buy insurance from the federal marketplace. And one Alaskan is on a mission to make sure those bad feelings can't stop good coverage. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports.
Most people's eyes don't light up at the prospect of buying health insurance. Susan Bryles is the exception.
I mean, we're out there making sure that as many people have coverage as can get it.
As an outreach and enrollment specialist for Search, she's holed up downstairs at the Haynes Clinic, explaining deductibles, premiums, and copays like it's her job, which it is. Bryles is here because the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act just opened. Alaskans have until December 15th to buy health insurance. Her job's gotten a little harder this year.
There's a lot of people who actually think we no longer have the Affordable Care Act, which we in fact do, and it's still exactly the same as it was for the prior years. But there's a lot more misinformation out there than there used to be.
Given the polka dot geography of Southeast, it's a logistical challenge to inform people about enrollment. On top of that, Bryles says the federal government cut her advertising budget 90% this year. And the sign-up window was halved.
When the Affordable Care Act first came into being, we used to have 3 months to get people enrolled. Now we have 6 weeks.
So Bryles is on a whirlwind tour of Southeast to get people covered and clarify misconceptions.
With the framework that the Affordable Care gives us, insurance companies have to operate by a much stricter set of rules.
For instance, insurers have to cover pre-existing conditions. In Southeast, that often means diabetes or cancer, she says, as well as things like asthma or high blood pressure. And insurers can't limit the costs they'll cover. Despite those benefits, Alaskans are used to getting bad news about healthcare. The small, dispersed population, high cost of business, and limited competition help make Alaskans' care some of the most expensive in the nation. After the ACA passed, Alaska's premium rates have climbed by nearly a third each year since 2014, until this year.
I've done the marketplace insurance ever since it was started. My rates probably dropped 25% from last year.
Beth Fenhouse makes beer at the Haynes Brewing Company. She's not a high-cost patient. She's young, healthy, and has barely used her insurance since signing up 4 years ago. She's saving money this year because Alaska got permission to keep running its reinsurance program. Alaska sets aside a pot of money to pay for its most expensive patients. Premiums are lower for healthy people, so the federal government doesn't have to pay as much in tax subsidies. Then the feds can use the savings to reimburse Alaska some of the money it set aside in the first place. Though Funhouse hasn't needed her insurance, she doesn't regret signing up. She works an active job and skis all winter in Haynes, far from any hospitals. Insurance gives her the power to stop worrying.
I think it's kind of just that realization that you have at this time of your life. You know, you're trying to concentrate on like building a savings and building a home. And
Susan Bryles would agree. It's exactly those kinds of worries she wants people to focus on instead of healthcare. In Haynes, I'm Barrett Wilbur.